And it is a very special warm welcome to 88FM to my two guests today. Dylan Skewis is here from Jarvitz and Tim Wise from Wild Sky Foundation. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
No, it's great to see you. We've got things to talk about, so we'll get on with it. I think, Dylan, if we can start with you. Jarvitz has been around for a long time, eh?
It has nationally, but last week we had our five-year anniversary here for our North Coast office.
Wow.
And
okay,
we're going stronger and stronger each year, Dave. It's been fantastic. It's been a great year for us. We've moved into a new office and doubled our office space. We've got a second office in Eleni Estate, which to help us give us a bit more focus in the north, where all the developments are happening. But I think most importantly, we've added some fantastic people to our team. As we're strengthening, we've added some great sales and rental agents, plus admin and marketing teams as well. So we're definitely heading in the right direction.
Are rentals a big thing at the moment as well?
They have been for the last... they always are in Belita, Dave. Let me say that. We've got so many families moving here every month, and not everyone can afford to buy. So our rental market continues to be very buoyant.
Okay, so your rental agent is smiling, basically.
Very much so.
All right, now, how are you guys finding the current market in these topsy-turvy times of ours?
I think, Dave, like I just alluded to it, we're so fortunate to live here on the North Coast. It's still such a desirable place to live in, and there's dozens of families moving to Belita and the surrounding areas every month. We speak about it every time we hear that. There are very few places in South Africa or even the world that are better to live than the Dolphin Coast.
No, it's true. And sales, you've got some ridiculous percentages here.
No, on the sales side, we've had such an excellent year, Dave. In quarter three this year, we're 100% up on what we did for the whole year last year, which also just shows that our market continues to recover so well from a bit of a challenging 2 years from about a year ago and 18 months before that.
Did you get a smack with COVID, or did that not really affect you?
No, so we actually had a massive boom after COVID, you know, when everyone, like towards the end of COVID, when, you know, people were working from home and could choose to kind of work and live wherever they wanted. So we had a wonderful 2 years after COVID, and then it kind of normalized a bit, but we're seeing a lovely recovery now. So at the moment, we're seeing it's very buoyant on the lower end, I'd say kind of 5 million and below. So there's a lot of people, young families, retirees buying here. But I think it makes sense because, you know, the guys who were buying the 10, 12 million rand homes, a lot of them are buying land in the developments such as Seaton, Zululami, Springvale, Eleni. And it's still good to see that those land sales as well are really progressing nicely.
Nice, lovely, man. Your company is flying. Excellent performance in rentals and in sales. What do you really put it down to if you had to sort of nail it?
The old adage, kind of great teamwork and hard work. As mentioned before, we've got such a great team and we all get along so well. And, you know, kind of contrary to what a lot of people think about our industry, we actually all work together. You know, we help each other, we celebrate each other's successes. And, you know, one thing I can guarantee is that none of us consider this as a part-time job. We're really fully committed and, kind of, we put in the hard yards to ensure that we achieve the goals for ourselves that we set for ourselves.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now we have a guest. Well, he's your guest, really. Well, he's our guest. Put it that way.
Yeah, we've got so much support, you know, from our past clients, both buyers and sellers, and our social networks, and that's pretty much why we're here today. We always like to give back to the community, and we're very community driven, and. It may not be something that affects us in Belita particularly, but it's something that's very close to everyone's hearts if you're South African, and especially if you're from KZN. That's nature conservation and particularly rhino conservation.
All right, and our special guest with that in mind is Tim Wise from the Wild Sky Foundation. Tim, good to see you, man.
Good afternoon, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Guys are doing a fantastic job, man. You really,
appreciate
really are.
Thank you.
Tell us about the Wild Sky Foundation. How long has it been in operation, first of all?
So, Wild Sky Foundation, we established earlier on this year. It's basically a passion project. I've been fortunate enough to have been in the drone industry for the last 9 years or so. I am a local here in Belita. We're third generation farmers here in the area as well, and fortunate enough to have been raised in a family that loved the outdoors and especially the bush, and visited the Letlhuwe Yamfolozi Park regularly. So it really does have a special place in our hearts. And because I've been in the drone industry, the technology that's coming down the pipelines, especially in the security and the surveillance space, is absolutely incredible, of a military grade and at a retail price kind of thing. So We've had operations in the Tlitlu-Yamfolozi Park and also the Manyoni Reserve since the beginning of the year, and the impact that has been made by those operations is absolutely significant. I mean, the return on investment is massive compared to the traditional methods of anti-poaching, and we just feel that that reserves now, especially where funding is limited in our state reserves, especially that this is a lifeblood. If we've got any interest in preserving and conserving some of these reserves, it's an absolute must that we get this technology in there.
How bad is the poaching situation at the moment? Is it getting worse? Is it getting better? Where is it at?
So it absolutely is getting worse. I think you know, initiatives such as the dehorning does mitigate the poaching to an extent, but you know, that's an expensive exercise, and the horns do grow back fairly quickly. So it does help for a period of time, but as soon as the horns do start growing back, and we're not talking about a full horn either, when there is anything to poach, it does get poached at this stage. And as I say, in the reserves where there is limited funding, you know, the people on the ground there, the rangers, the canine units, etc., are absolute stars. They really, literally, are putting their lives on the line here, and they need all the support that they can get. And you know, we're not only talking about drones; we're talking about high tech. There's camera technologies, there's radar technologies, all sorts. So we basically established the Wild Sky Foundation to channel a lot of this funding, to raise a lot of this funding where it's required, and obviously roll out high-tech operations to really make an impact out there.
Fantastic. Now, in support of the incredible work that Tim and his team do, you, young man, have put together a big golf day.
We have, Dave. We're very excited to have our Rhino Cup. It's going to be on the 4th of December. It's in BT, and you know, as Jarvitz, we're very happy to be helping put this initiative together. Again, we've got such a great group of mates and social networks, so the guys have climbed on it. We've already got some great corporate sponsorships, and we just want to get the word out. And it's going to be a fantastic day. We've got 80 golfers that are joining us. So
I'm sure you'll sell out.
It's
a given.
We're more than halfway there already.
There you go.
Really, yeah. Dave, we've got over half of them sold. So there are a couple four balls left if guys want to get in touch and book those four balls. But it's going to be a day of great fun. There's obviously the golf. We'll have prize giving and an auction afterwards. So we're looking for, you know, prize donations for golf prizes, for raffles. We're going to do a putting competition.
Nice.
Obviously, cash donations will be well accepted. We'll have opportunities to sponsor holes on the course. And we're just trying to maximize everything for YZ and his team. And they're doing such a great job. It's a real strong passion of mine. You know, I do a wilderness trail. I'm fortunate enough to do a wilderness trail every year. And, you know, we've seen on some years a beautiful family of seven rhinos. And we go back the next year, and our guide tell us that whole family was wiped out. And I mean, on our last trail this year, we came across a rhino carcass with a bullet hole straight through the middle of its skull. So it really does touch home. So when I was chatting to YZ and we had the opportunity to get involved, we absolutely jumped at it. So we're very excited about it.
All right. Now, Tim doesn't know this. Should we make the announcement?
Yes, shall we?
Tim, are you ready?
I don't like surprises, Dave.
It's a good one.
So, you know, obviously we're going to raise a lot of funds through the golf day and with the auction afterwards, but to get things kicked off from the Jarvitz North Coast office, we'd like to donate a starting donation of 10,000 Rand to Wild Sky Foundation. And on top of that, you know, we'd like to challenge everyone else in our industry. You know, there's some really good agencies out there, the Remaxes, the Locals, the Hazelmarks, the Cornerstones. I'm going to name as many as I can.
Come on, guys. Jarvitz are shining. It's your turn now.
So we'd like to, you know, and attorneys and conveyancers and architects, anyone kind of in the property industry to kind of match or beat or, you know, just kind of give some kind of donation. Come and play golf. Come and sponsor a hole.
It's going to be a great day.
And join us afterwards because it's going to be a good scorp afterwards as
well. It'll be all fall down. Get somebody sober to drive you home, please.
I'm sure
okay.
Dave, if I could just say to Dylan, thanks very much for that. That's amazing. And thanks to you and the Jarvitz team, I mean, for driving the golf day and raising awareness here in Bolito. I mean, that donation over and above the fact that you are going to be driving the golf day is phenomenal. So thank you very
absolute
much.
Pleasure
I'm
from
sure we're going to raise a lot of money as well on the day itself. So it'll be 10 grand plus
That's it.
Plus a lot.
That's it.
Okay. Now, if somebody wants to make a donation in any way, shape, or form, how do they go about it?
Dave, you can contact me. I'll put them onto the correct people. So it's dylan@jarvitsnorthcoast.co.za. Or I don't know if I can give my number.
No, of course. Of course.
It's 081-746-5803. And yeah, you can get in touch with me. And yeah, we've got the correct tax certificates and all of that for guys who want to make donations. So yeah, it'll be great to maximize what.
Or you can just pull in, I suppose, to Jarvitz as well. On the
exactly.
North Coast.
Exactly.
Go and have a cup of coffee and bring your checkbook. Actually, what's a checkbook? When's the last time you ever wrote a check?
I don't think I ever did, Dave. No.
You're a lot younger than me. But anyway, gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Dave.
You are welcome absolutely any time, and any help we can give with your organisation, Tim.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
You just scream and shout.
Thanks very much.